Tune in for something different. Have you ever wondered what life is like without social media? Well, you found the right podcast. I'll be sharing what life is like without using Twitter or Instagram. I'll be talking about what I come across, curiosities, conversation, and living without social media. This means no Instagram stories, no posting on the grid, or composing a tweet. I'm Gem Swallow. Welcome to Cracky Gems Podcast, No Socials. Do you want to get heard on my podcast? The £6 intro package gets you heard right here on Cracky Gems Podcast. Tell the world about your blog, podcast, book, small business, etc. by having an advert read out right here on the podcast, as well as having your link in my link tree. Available monthly. Interested? Direct message me via Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal. The £12 Let's Get Social package gets you heard right here on Quirky Gems Podcast via having your advert read out here, as well as having your link in my link tree and a Twitter post every week for a month. Interested? DM me on Twitter. At Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal. Hello and welcome to Cracky Gems Podcast and No Socials. I'm Gem Swallow. Hiya, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for pressing play. I hope you're doing well. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the 5 things I've learned 24 hours after logging back into Twitter. If you listened to my previous episode, which was last week, I walked you guys through me returning to Twitter after a month. And I am going to kind of share with you how it felt and what I didn't share at the time. So before we get stuck in, I said at the end of that episode that if you wanted a shout out to say hi, you know, on my return to Twitter, and I thought, let's do something fun, why not? So I decided to ask you guys, if you're on Twitter and you would like a shout out, then let me know, and it'd be great to kind of like say, hi, greetings from Southampton, how's it going, kind of thing. So I did just that. On my Twitter, if you're not already following me, it's at Radio Gem. And I said, what I mention in my podcast, in my next podcast episode, out Friday, just comment, hi, or wavy emoticon. When you say emotion then, wavy emoticon. And where you're saying hi from, you might get a shout out. And of course, people got in contact and said hi. And I was like, oh, this is fabulous. So let's get straight in. Thank you in advance to everybody that got involved. We're going to start off with Lynn. We are. Lynn V. Christensen at LV Christensen. Hello from West Canada. Sorry, hello from the West Coast. It's all very exciting. Hello from the West Coast of Canada. Hello, Lynn. Thank you so much for getting involved. Hello from Southampton, the southeast of the UK. I had to think where I was then. In my head, it was like the UK, we're down there. I'm fine. Okay. Moving on, we have Beat a Dead Source at dead_source on Twitter. We're playing D&D. Our rogue just alerted the grave diggers and got whacked with a shovel. Now, I must tell you, when I saw this tweet, my first instinct was, what is D&D? What have I missed here? Which in turn made me feel very outside the loop. Here is why. Because when I was a teenager, I was a gamer. I was no stranger to the world of Nintendo, PlayStation, and other playing consoles. I spent a good chunk of my time playing them things. But I had to look up what D&D was. Yeah, for those of us that might not know, it's Dungeons and Dragons. So now you're in the loop, you're welcome, you can pay me later. But yeah, so I had to look that up, I had to Google it. But yeah, so hi and thank you for sharing. And also, if you're listening to this, obviously it's like a week later, You can use this podcast to look back on your progress. God only knows what's happened in the time since you said hello. And Beat a Dead Source is from, hi from Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Ohio. I hope you're doing well. Next up, we have, I have to put my teeth in when I say this, because this could go terribly wrong. The Tipsy Cox Podcast. Got it. Okay. Hi from somewhere along the Jurassic Coast near Swanage. And they were kind enough to send me a picture of, and let me paint the scene for you, turquoise water and rockery. And I think if I look really close, I might even be able to see a starfish. But yeah, so this is a picture, and it's really close to my neck of the woods. I am in Southampton. So yeah, greetings from Southampton. Next up, we have Common Sense Interaction. And it's at Billy Scrags, or Skags, at Billy Skags. Hi from Arizona. Hello from Arizona. I mean, hello. You just happen to try to do two things at once. Hi, Arizona. Hello. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for getting involved. Hi from Southampton. Next up, With Mix and Bella at With Mix and Bella. Hi from Australia. Hello and welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast if you're tuning in for the first time. Hi from Southampton. Going down, Paul Chinnix at Chinnix Tree. Hi from my sunny garden in Cheshire. Hiya, Paul. Paul's a long-term friend of the podcast. Hiya from Southampton. I should give you like a little bit of like a disclaimer here. So over here in the UK, the majority of us right now are going through a heat wave. And so I guess we've gone to two camps. Some of us are loving going out in the garden, but others, like myself, it's way too hot. But far be it for me to deny the pleasure of someone going out in the garden. I will look upon you with envy. But thank you for getting involved. And I hope you're able to listen to this podcast episode and still be in the sunshine. Let me know. All of you guys, wherever you're listening to Quirky Gems Podcast from, let me know. Take a screenshot of where you're listening from and send it to me. And I'll give you another shout out in the next episode. Where else have we got? Barbara. Hello to Barbara. She's at Barbara G. May, and I believe she's the host of a heritage podcast, and she said, hi, would love a mention. I had to ask her where she's from, and she said, near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which of course is in the States. Hello to you, Barbara. Thank you so much for getting involved. And that's also, there was quite a lot there. Thank you again for everyone that said hi. And I hope you will continue to listen to the podcast and get involved, because really going forward, I'm hoping to be doing a lot more things, but I'll hopefully be talking about that later. If you just heard a bang, let me get you, I'm going to give you a little bit of a setup going on here. Okay, so I am in my living room. I have tried recording this podcast episode before. So I tried last night. I was under the illusion, hottest day of the year, and this was the illusion. I mean, oh my God, right? Okay, so yesterday I was told that if it's hot, wait until a specific amount of time, which is about 7 o'clock at night, and go into a cool room, and then you can do stuff. Like during the day when it's a heat wave, you can't really think that clearly, you haven't got the energy, you know, it's hard going. And so the premise to it was, wait until it gets to a certain time during the day when the sun goes down and the heat wears off a little bit, and then you have a little bit more energy. They lied. That's what I can say, is they absolutely lied. So I went up to my bedroom. If you're an avid listener here, you will know I have two rooms in the house that I podcast from. The first one is being my bedroom, where I sit there and basically talk to the wall, okay? The second one is in my living room. Right now, if I set the scene, it's 11:30 on a Wednesday, and I decided that I had to record it now, so I got a little bit of energy, and I thought, right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to bash this episode out, and I'm sat with, one of my fans has just died, one that you can charge up. That's just died on me. I'm looking at it like, how could you? How could you? We are in a heat wave. But as I look to my left across the room, I have an upright standing fan. You might be able to hear it in the background. That is saving my very liquids at the moment. It's the one thing keeping me cool. So I thought I'd really bash it out. And yeah, so 11:30 for me seems to be the time that is doing it. Yesterday when I recorded, my nose was getting a bit stuffed up and it was really like, just wasn't nice. So yeah, I'll leave you with that lovely picture. So in this episode, as I started off with, I'm going to be talking about the 5 things I've learned 24 hours after logging back into Twitter. Now, if you found this podcast series, I wanted to do this because it came at a time where I was weighing up what worked and what didn't. And in my head, my mental space, I was realising that where I was spending my time, especially in advertising and promoting, it sucked. I was literally felt like I was trying to push a piano or an aeroplane upstairs. I really was. There was like much more energy being used than I was seeing the return of. So this came about a little bit of like, you know, expand on it a little bit before I really go into what I've learned. So I've got to kind of think back now, because I think I've come off of Instagram now 2 months, which if you are still on Instagram, you think, wow, that's mad. It's been an experience. So about 2 months ago, I realised something had to give. I was even talking to my other half and I thought, right, I don't want to be in this same space in a year's time. Something really does have to give. So I was looking at the podcast. I thought, I have complete control over this podcast. It's up to me. I show up week in, week out. I press record. I have to think of the conversation. And you have to market it. You have to think of the cover art for it. And it's a labour of love, but I enjoy it. It's a part of me now. And it's been audio and like audio, radio. It's been a part of my life since I was 17. And I thought I was evolving. I thought that maybe I was outgrowing it. And I was using my time in advertising part, you know, on social media, that I was using that on Instagram and Twitter. And I was thinking, okay, so I am visual, I'm creative. Instagram seemed to fit that because that is what that profile and what that platform does. So I was thinking, okay, I'm in the right space, I'm doing the right thing, but this should feel different, shouldn't it? I mean, it's a platform that's supposed to be audio, image-based. It should feel different. So I can understand why I was spending so much time. And it's really like, basically just like hammering home the same thing and seeing little return for it. Then I listened to the podcast and I thought, maybe I should give it up. Take some space away from it and see how I feel. I did that for a week and I realised I missed it so much. I missed my listeners and I missed the routine. The routine, whether you are a podcaster, a blogger, the term right now, isn't it, is content creator. I don't really agree with that term, but if you are a blogger or a podcaster, maybe you're a YouTuber, you have it in your routine. It becomes a part of your life because you're always on, you know, you're always on the ball with it. You're thinking up new posts or new episodes, and it kind of becomes a part of your routine where you have to think, okay, do I have to film this or do I have to record this? Can I get a soundbite for that? Do I have to edit this? Do I chase up this person to come on the podcast to be a guest? Do I do this? Do I do that? And with that, it can become a job for many. It can become a hobby. It depends on where you fit with that. For me, my podcast became a part of my job. And so I loved that. I loved the fact that it was providing me with an income. And it was something that I had a skill for and something I believe that I had a strength for. And that was one thing I loved. So I thought, okay, this freedom I have isn't coming from that, because it's something I love. I love the fact to my podcaster, it gives you so much, it's given me so much. And I've been doing this podcast for nearly 4 years. And I was like, okay, it wasn't this. So when I looked at how I was advertising it, I was looking at the two platforms I was using, one being Twitter and one being Instagram. When I uploaded a podcast episode, because I was using social media primarily for podcast advertising, when I uploaded the podcast episode, I was looking at the return I was getting. And I'm going to be talking about that in a little bit of detail in just a second, but I was looking at what I was getting back. And I realised, on one platform, it was more push, you have to fit this criteria, you have to do it this way. And in the other one, whichever platform I was using, it was more, it was organic. It was more communication, flew, you know, there was more dialogue. And for me, it was like, this is great. So how this came about, I thought, what I'm going to do, I'm going to come off of social media. I deactivated my Instagram. That itself was an absolute nightmare. When I deactivated it, it wouldn't confirm it. I thought it might have been the signal, because where I live, the signal is absolutely naff. And I thought, maybe the signal is stopping me from deactivating my Instagram. And then when I had to keep logging back into it, it didn't occur to me until my other half said, how do you know that's not what their whole ammo is? Maybe they get you to log back in, so you spend more time on the app. So to give you a little bit more expansion on this, I had the Instagram app on my phone, and I would log into Twitter via the website. I don't have the Twitter app on my phone. And what I would do is that on a Thursday, when it came to my podcast, I would record maybe on a Tuesday. And then on a Thursday, I would do an audiogram, which I still do for the podcast, to give you a little bit of a trailer as to what you can expect in that week's episode. And then I would share it on both my Instagram and on my Twitter. Instagram, if you use Instagram Reels, I found that hit more people, sure, but the audience really wasn't that I was after. Yeah, more people saw it, great, but it wasn't really giving me what I required. It was more like a novelty. It was more of, okay, the numbers of plays were going up, but they weren't actually going to the podcast to see what it was about. They weren't curious to see what the podcast episode was about that they were pressing play on. So when I looked on Twitter, the plays were a lot more organic and the audience is a lot more committed and a lot more stable. And also on Instagram, the links, you can't see the preface of what it is you're about to hit on. You can't see an image, you have to trust the image and hit the link. And sometimes if it's not sexy enough, you're not going to hit the link. So I realised for me that there was one more platform that worked for me more than the other one. Another thing is that what occurred to me, before social media came about for me, I grew up in a time without social media. I've talked about it on the podcast before. I grew up in a time where you didn't have any devices that were connected to social media because it wasn't around just yet. You had, when social media, you had MSN at the time, but if you were lucky, you had a laptop or you had a computer. That was their main to do like school or college work. Or if you were at home and you had it, it was usually like a family computer. My family didn't have one. We couldn't afford it. So my interaction with social media came about when I was in my late teenage years. Then I realised that naturally I was doing a college course at the same time that social media was really starting to blossom. And I realised that naturally I had been more drawn to advertising than anything else. And I was on a college course where I learned about advertising and marketing. And so I was getting training in that kind of arena, in that kind of industry. And it's something that I was constantly into. When I was 17, I had my first introduction to radio, actually presenting that, and I realised I kind of got on with it like a house on fire. So those were two things that I thought, right, this is a natural conductor for me. It's a natural attraction. I love this. This is great. It kept me motivated, it kept me entertained, it kept me challenged, and I learned because I was getting the training from college, I was on a course that taught me how to get the most out of a natural talent that I seem to be drawn to. With that, when social media took off and everyone, you know, devices became more affordable, my relationship with it seemed to be that one of the most popular apps in the world, i.e. Instagram, it seemed to be that you had to do things in a certain way, and you had to, in other words, don't upload too fast or don't upload too frequently because, you know, it makes you look like, I don't know, it looks like you're trying to grab attention. Don't upload too infrequently, people will forget about you. Think about what it is you're uploading. Or use Instagram stories for a behind the scenes. For me, this is something I try to connect with because of being like drawn to advertising. When they talked about the fact that, you know, Instagram stories, share your behind the scenes, I thought, okay, my listeners and, you know, that part of my job, my listeners maybe would love to hear more about what I get up to behind the scenes. But I also thought that I was constantly requiring validation. And I will get to that in just a second. But I constantly seemed like I was asking for validation. Or was I? So, number one on my list of the five things that I have learned 24 hours after, this is something I can control. So the social media is something I have complete control over, and it's up to you which one best suits you. What I didn't realise was it took for you to take a step back from it to realise which one you're drawn to more. Another one was, one thing in doing the No Socials podcast series is that I've learned it's cool to interact with listeners. This is something I've missed. This is something I've completely missed. When you're a podcaster, whether you have a way of getting paid or not, your job is to connect people. Your job is to record something. People listen to it either via a speaker, if you're listening via speaker, hello, or via headphones. It's incredibly personal. When I did the podcast series No Socials, I was thinking, okay, if I'm going to take myself off of this, I'm going to uninstall Instagram, did that. That was gone. I felt such relief after doing that. But I kept hold of Twitter. I didn't delete Twitter because for me, it served other purposes in my life. If I needed to contact a customer service or a business, a lot of them use Twitter. So I thought, okay, if I need to, I'm going to have to break this social media fast and go on there and kind of make contact with the company and say, hey, you know, this didn't turn up with my eBay order or something. And so with that, I realised that at the time, I was toing and froing on whether or not to keep with the podcast, but I hadn't uploaded the fact that I was doing those socials podcasts, because to me, it was like, okay, you're telling people you're not online, but advertising it online makes you being online, right? And so I thought, okay, but the thing that comes with that is that if you're not online advertising something you're doing, you're having to find other ways of advertising. And I found that offline advertising was a lot more hard work and also expensive, because you have to have something 3D or 4D to put out into the world to say, hey, check this out. And advertising, people have to know where to find you. And so I was offline advertising, and I know that that is still an option for me. And what I found was that the engagement and the feedback was way slower than if I used the social media platforms. And that is one thing I learned. Also, the fact that I miss engaging with my listeners, I miss asking them questions, and I miss getting them involved in the podcast. And so for me, I was thinking about whether or not to carry on with the podcast with No Social series, the one you're listening to now, or evolve it. And I thought, well, how can you evolve it if we're talking about No Socials? That in itself means you're not using social media. So how can we evolve that without using social media? the advertising doesn't stack up. You're not practicing what you preach. So with that, I decided that I was going to do this series. And then next month in August, I'm going to do a completely different new series. And in August, I've decided that I'm going to concentrate on lifestyle, fitness, motivation, mental health, all of the stuff that I realise that makes sense to me and that I'm into and that are important to me, and relationships. All of this stuff we're going to cover, but I had to do this series to figure out about that. I had to do this series to realise what worked and what didn't. Number three on the list. So, hard work. You put in what you want to see. So, you want to see if the pays, you know, you want to see if the likes, the retweets, and all that pay off. You want validation. And what's wrong with that? When I think about validation, that word, if I were to say to you, of all the social media platforms you might be on, let me ask you, okay, straight up question. What is the one social media platform, if I say validation, that comes to your mind? I would bet Instagram would be the first one. I'm assuming you're going, uh-huh, or yeah, me too. When I looked at the word validation, I don't know about you, but what I discovered was that in the mainstream media, most people think about the word validation and they think about Instagram. It has become such a dirty word. It's become such a toxic word. And I'll give you an example. Okay, oh, she uploaded that picture. Oh, she obviously wants some sort of validation. She wants attention. Or, oh, she's talking about that subject. Oh, she obviously wants attention. Let me ask you a question. If you do something, if you are a content creator, be it a blogger, a podcaster, whatever it is you're creating, you want someone to read it or play it or interact with it, right? And you're using social media to get it out there, right? Because that really is what it does. It's an interaction platform, whichever one you're using. Wouldn't you call that validation? Because the hard work you're putting into something, someone else is seeing that. Now let me ask you another question. If you would call that validation, how is that a bad thing? Because surely with all the relationships we have in our lives, don't we have validation across the board? Let me ask you, okay. If you are married or in a relationship, you get validation every day, right? You usually hear the words, I love you. Or maybe you hear encouraging words. I hope you do anyway. That's validation. If you have a job and you get paid, or you get a customer saying to you, oh, I love this, or this is great, that's validation. Isn't that great? Doesn't it motivate you to keep going? If you are interacting with an animal or a pet you have, and they make you feel like you have a bond, isn't that validation? To me, it seems as though, and I'm getting this from one platform in particular, that they're trying to make the term validation a bad one. I don't agree with that. I believe we all need validation. I don't know about you, but the amount of energy I have in the day isn't very much. And so if I'm going to do something, I want to know that it's going to pay off, that it's worth my time, and that it's going to have an impact on the world, and it's going to make me feel part of a community. It's going to make me feel as though I fit in somewhere. And to me, and I hope to you, isn't that worth something to celebrate? And shouldn't we be looking at that as being the human condition? Isn't that what makes us human? So for me, validation is something that is, so yeah, I require it. I'm not at all afraid to admit it. I require validation. I'm human. I require someone to turn around and say, oh, I like this, or oh, I really enjoy this. It's feedback. It's giving you something to turn around and say, what you're putting out into the world, someone's enjoying. Someone might actually be needing it. Isn't that what makes us human? Isn't that what makes it what it's all about? The fourth one on the list of what I've learned. Boundaries. Why I'm using the social media, the times I'm using it, and how often. These are what came into my head when I was looking at Instagram. So we look at the first one, boundaries. I mentioned this a little bit in a previous episode, I think, where I talked about social media in comparison. If you haven't listened to that episode, please do go on back, you'll find it. It's a part of this series. But boundaries for me, what I found curious is that when it came to uploading photographs, I put so much pressure on myself. Now, being a podcaster, what I love about it is that I love taking photographs of where I'm at right now, what I'm doing, because then I can show it a cover art, which basically is the picture you see that you click on, and it takes you into the audio part that you're listening to. And so what I love about it is taking pictures and not having to rely on a website online to free stock photographs. You know, I'd like to take pictures that I own, that's 100% me, and that are in my world and my atmosphere. When I was on Instagram, I felt as though I had to watch what the background of my photograph looked like, my depth of field, the bit behind, the far bit of, if you're standing in a room, usually it's like a meter or two behind you that someone looking at a photograph can see. So with me, I found that, you know, I would worry about the stacks of washing on the back of a chair. I don't know about you, but that's how I live, you know? I can't it takes me forever to put clothes away. I have chronic fatigue syndrome. It's not gonna happen. I'm not a Stepford wife. It doesn't happen that I put clothes away as soon as they come out of the washing machine or dryer. Another one is that what I was wearing, I didn't want to appear to be showing too much flesh or invite unwanted attention. And with that, I found my creativity was being stunted because I was putting rules there where there shouldn't have been rules. And it was something like unwanted attention. You can't control that. If people want to be idiots, they're going to be idiots anyway. The next one is why I'm using it. Well, that was validated for me. I use social media to advertise and market. So to me, that was the easiest way of advertising marketing. That cemented it. I'm using it for the right thing for me. The times. I still use Twitter now. I won't lie. Even though we are, I know I talked about it just a second ago, but even though I'm talking about No Socials podcast, I am using Twitter. When I logged in the previous episode, when I logged into Twitter, I was a bit nervous, to be honest, because I hadn't had any interaction with social media for 30 days. And I wasn't sure. I'd read articles about, you know, dopamine hits and people can get addicted to social media. And I thought, oh God, I've had 30 days in no social media and now I'm going to throw myself to the wolves. Oh, this is great. I mean, what did I do this for? Like, this was a great idea, Jem, seriously. And when I log back into Twitter, it was more, okay, well, you know what, this isn't too bad. It isn't too bad at all. This is okay. I am comfortable with this. I feel like this connects with me. After I finished that episode, which was the last episode, and I logged back out, I sat with it and I thought, okay, it's been 30 days and I've done a lot of work in that 30 days. And I thought, okay, I have no want, need or desire to go onto Instagram. I was thinking about using the Instagram story feature to edit pictures, but I thought, no, because you know what will happen? You'll get a like or something will happen and you'll be curious and you'll want to check it, and then the whole cycle will start again. I thought, no, clean break. There are apps online you can find, and if you're creative, you can do things without the need for a social media platform. So when I was looking at how often I was using Instagram, I realized that after 4 years of being on there, right now where I'm at, it doesn't work for me anymore. I just have no need, want, desire to do it. And I was thinking about the podcast as well. I thought, okay, a part of my job is income from the podcast and advertising. And I thought, okay, moving forward, I'm happy to advertise on Twitter, because with Twitter, it allows you to be creative and to really advertise the best bits. On Instagram, if you advertise on stories, it's there for 24 hours and not everybody checks their phone or Instagram, or I don't know, for me it was more, I prefer to do a little bit of the work knowing that I've done it. And on Twitter, when you advertise something, it stays on there longer. And when I thought about how often I use it as a podcaster, and I thought Twitter is way more worth my time than Instagram. So that really cemented it for me. And this one is the final one. And then after, I'm going to share this one with you, because I'm hoping that this will be like the nail that hits, that's been hit on the head with a hammer. And then I'm going to show you a bit of a few things that are going to come up on the podcast. So, you don't have to fight to be seen. Your people will usually find you. When I was on Instagram, I can't tell you the amount of times I heard from, I don't know, I know, like, back in the day, especially on MySpace, it came where people took it upon themselves to police people. Like, oh, if you don't do what I like, I'll report you. Or, I don't know, they have way too much time on their hands, to be honest, I think. But on every social media platform, you do have the people that are the naysayers, or people that treat it as a way of, like, a mind dump. They have ideas, they put it out there, and you think, wow, would you say that out into the world? If you were talking out loud, would you say half of that or do half of that? I mean, come on, you know? But when I think about how I was using social medias, and especially Instagram, you were told, okay, you have to upload to stories every day because people have to know what you're doing. You have to stay relevant. And I have always put this out there on the podcast that with Instagram, it reminds you of being in a very, very big hall. And you are surrounded by people. These are all the other users. So you have other podcasters, you have bloggers, whoever uses it. And they're all doing something. Imagine you're in a hall. And as you scan the room, you have people shouting, look at my podcast, this is what's going on this week. Or look at my blog, this is, I don't know, 13 things you need for summer or whatnot. Or look at my YouTube and look at this, look at that. And if you imagine it, I don't know about you, but I'm a person that requires quiet. I need quiet in my day, otherwise I can't function. And if I can't function, it has a detrimental effect to me and my family. Because if I don't have quiet, and if I don't have a space of, like, meditation, quietness, or mindfulness quietness, I'm no use at all the moment. And usually I will end up with a migraine, or my fatigue will hit and I won't be able to do very much. Now picture the scene. You're in this hall, and you have so many people shouting, and then it comes to your turn, because obviously that's how these rules go, right? You have to shout to be heard. So imagine you have, like, a new blog post, or imagine you're a podcaster. So I'm going to give you a little bit of an example as to what it was like for me. Check out Quirky Gems podcast this Thursday. Click the link. Don't forget this. Don't forget that. Now, if you can imagine that, I did with all these other voices, it's a lot. Now, I don't know about you, but I would be looking for the exit sign. This is what I realised, that for me, that I didn't want to be a part of. It was constantly advertising me lifestyles I didn't want, need, or desire. It was showing me I wasn't good enough and I wanted the wrong kind of validation. I think when we look at validation, it was more along the lines of, do you know who you are? Do you know what you want? What you're doing every day usually is what you are doing. You're already there, you're doing it. But when you look at validation, it's like the more followers you have. Oh yeah, you have tons of followers. Oh, next thing you know, you'll be famous and people want to talk to you, people want to know you. Or do you have, you know, I saw that picture you uploaded. I was thinking about this the other day, actually. I wonder how many people you meet, or if you're in a conversation with someone and they just met you and they say, oh, I like that photograph. Who's that person in the background? Now, if you imagine your online and offline life is quite different. When I go out to get groceries or whatnot, I don't really think about my social media presence because it has a time in my life that I go to it. But I think what would freak me out is if someone came up to me and said, I saw that picture of, I don't know, so-and-so, or I saw that picture of your cat. Oh, isn't he cute? I don't know about you, but I feel a bit invaded by that. And so what I found was, especially on Instagram, you were there to be advertised, and you were there to kind of sell yourself, but I'm not into that. I'm into advertising what I'm doing. I'm not there to sell myself, because I'm not for sale. But with Twitter, what I found is, for me, I don't know if it's an age thing. I'm in my mid-30s. I don't know if it's an age thing. I never checked out TikTok because that's too fast-paced for me. You have to, it would seem you have to be on the ball constantly. I'm not on Facebook because to me that's a bit too slow. But what I found for me is that Twitter was one thing. Towards my 30 days of having a no socials in the social media break was that I was talking to my other half about it. And I said to him, is it weird I'm feeling really drawn to social media? Like, I'm being drawn to Twitter in particular. And Jack, my other half, said, no, because if you're feeling drawn there, maybe your instinct or whatever it is, your subconscious is trying to tell you something. So I decided that out of the two platforms that I had, go back to one. And I took everything, the 4 years, which is a long period of time, but the 4 years that I had with Instagram, I took that and applied the kind of things to Twitter, and you do realise the differences. And so I think moving forward, I have learned a lot. Right now, in this space, I am concentrating on community. To me, that is way more important. Community, and I feel like, I'm going to talk about this in an upcoming episode, but I feel community is something that is important, and yeah, it's something that I think needs to be talked about a bit more. But these are the five things I've learned, and I would say, if you are thinking about having a social media break, I'd say do it, but it does depend, because we are living in a time now where people get an income from online. It becomes a part of their job, and it might not serve well to take a complete break. However, you can take breaks in the day. You don't have to be on it 24/7, and there are only so many hours in the day. And so for me, life changes as well, you evolve. But yeah, I would say that if it's something you think about doing, maybe give it a break for a weekend or a week and see how you feel. But like I said, in this modern day and age, people use social media for all different reasons. And this is something that I've learned. Should have been a sixth thing, shouldn't there, in the list? Not five things, but six. But I hope that this episode has been enlightening. Maybe it's helped. And let me know. And you can do so. Because I, to be honest, have felt way more comfortable and confident going on Twitter now. It's not as invasive. You can share what you want, you can share pictures, but I think especially the ages as well, what I like about it is there's people from all different walks of life, but there's always the mute button, there's always the block button, and there's always the unfollow button. And those are three things that I've learned. Just this morning, I was on Twitter and I was asking a question about, because we're in a heat wave over here in the UK, and I wanted to know if anybody wanted to be a part of a really fun episode. And I'm thinking about maybe doing an episode about chronic health conditions and how I've been dealing with the heat wave. Maybe it might help you as well. But I wanted to know if you guys, you know, what's been getting you through. And as I was doing that, I was going through my Twitter, and people were doing, like, I do think there are some people on Twitter that use it in the same way they use Instagram, like they do it to get attention, and that's fine, but there are some things you don't want to see, and there are some things I don't like. I don't like sexist comments or tweets. I don't like hearing about anything negative. I just keep it to what it is I'm doing. So there were a couple of things that I had to mute or say I'm not interested in. And that's great because you're tailoring it to you. So those buttons are well and truly there. So, as I mentioned, as we wrap up this episode, I have a few things coming up on the podcast. So as I said about the podcast, I am now going to be taking advertisements on in August. And there are two packages available to you. There's a £6 one and a £12 one. Now, I know you might be thinking, oh, it's pounds, right? This is available to anybody, anywhere, whether you are in the UK or elsewhere. If you have a small business, a blog, a website, a book, however, whatever it is you want to advertise. And the two options, I'm going to be sharing a little bit more. There's the intro package, which is £6. And with that, you get an introduction. And what that means is you get an advert on the podcast, which will be me talking about what it is that you're doing. And I basically read out a blurb, kind of like what you find in the back of a DVD case or a book. I read out what it is you're doing, where people can find you, and that's available for a month. So it's exactly the same as it was in the last series. And that's a £6 one. You also get, with that, a link in my link tree. So you get a podcast ad and a link in my link tree. That's for a month, but of course you can pay for more if you choose to. And the £12 one, you get a podcast ad. I will advertise you on my Twitter as well. So if you have a link to maybe an Amazon book or a website, or you're a small business, I will advertise you on my Twitter every week for a month. And also you'll be on my link tree. So when people go onto my Twitter and the blue link at the top of there where the biography is, they click there, scroll on down, and they can see the podcast ads, and they're free to have a look at what might interest them. So those are coming back. If you are interested in purchasing one of my packages, of course you can. You can do so, you can drop me a message on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. And I will be taking payments via PayPal. I will send you the invoice. We can talk about what it is you want to advertise. And I will, of course, I will obviously put it on the calendar. It's on me, so I will advertise you. I will do all the hard work, but I will get you seen and I will get you heard. So think about it. If you have a blog or a website or a podcast and you want to maybe kind of expand a little bit, let me help you. Let me help you get you heard. So if you're interested, please do follow me on Twitter. And if you would like to know more, feel free to direct message me. I would love to talk to you about it. And I'll be back the same time in the next episode, where hopefully I'll be talking to you about the heat wave. And by the time that hits the airwaves, we're probably still going to be in this heat wave. But I'm going to be talking to you because I have chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and migraines. And so these three things at the moment are three things I'm battling and trying to keep a lid on, whilst also trying to do a job or jobs and go about life like we're all trying to do. If you'd like to get involved, you can. If not, then feel free to listen. If you're not already followed, then please do follow me. Wherever you are listening to, just hit follow. You will never miss an episode. New episodes come out every week. I aim for putting them out on a Saturday, so then you have them for your commute or whatever you're doing. And yeah, so thank you so much again for everyone that got involved. Moving forward, I'm going to be using Twitter, of course. And if you want to get involved in anything that I'm going to be talking about, you can. You can get future shout-outs and you'll be a part of future episodes. And, yeah. So, I am Gem Swallow. That would be me. And this is Quirky Gems Podcast and Socials. Thank you so much for listening. If you are in the UK and you have heat, please do stay safe out in the heat wave. If you are anywhere else and you are in the heat, again, please do stay safe. Keep your animals cool and stay hydrated. And I'll speak to you next week. Thank you for listening to Quirky Gems Podcast and Ace Socials. If you like this episode, why not subscribe to never miss a future episode? And why not leave a review? Chat again next week? Catch you then.